I'm Katrina Canyon, here with Poetry Moment. This week, I'm sharing poems from the current Black experience. This poem by Sharon Smith Knight is called A Blue Girl in a Red World, and it is from her latest collection of poetry of the same title. I love this poem because while she never mentions being Black in the poem, you can see that it speaks to the Black experience. After 9/11 and the re-election of number 43, I began to feel like a blue girl in a red world. After an 8-year respite, I had a slight recovery, only to be plunged into anguish when number 45 was elected. I was once again in a red world motivated by fear instead of hope, with tax cuts for the very rich, cuts in education for the middle class, and constant threats for the so-called entitlement programs, causing giant rips in the safety nets for the needy and handicapped, Medicaid, Social Security, and even the postal services have been targeted. I live in a red world that has had massive increases in defense spending and condones preemptive war, capital punishment, and torture. We have the highest murder rate in the world, and the weapon of choice is the gun. But there has been no meaningful gun control legislation. Pipelines are built over sacred Native American land. Even if the oil is being shipped overseas, I live in a red world that denies science, evolution, and climate change. A red world that wants to democratize the world and at the same time using a variety of dirty tricks to keep citizens from voting. I'm a blue girl in a red world where the consequences of global deception seems to be re-election in these confused states of America, which have yet to become united. That was A Blue Girl in a Red World by Sharon Smith Knight.